could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
People everywhere yearn for the freedom to think critically and independently and to make decisions in their own interests and in the interests of their communities. The spread of fake news, fabricated clickbait, and propaganda make it harder than ever to know who to trust. Fake media outlets, hackers, and trolls strive for the spread of misinformation across all platforms, and fake media outlets may appear to be trustworthy at first glance, so it's difficult to distinguish between real information and fake news. People are put at great risk believing any false medical, political, nutritional, or financial stories put out by these fake media outlets. Practicing media literacy will enable you to track the source from which any story has been released, find missing details, and stop questionable sources in their tracks by refusing to share their content. Think critically and be a media justice advocate. From your media savvy DJs at WRUV FM.
Memory, I could paint it in my sleep. I really messed with that. What's up, guys? You are currently tuned in to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. My name is DJ Sweet Tea. This is my show, Wild Goose Chase. It normally begins at 1 p.m., but forgive me, I started a little late today. And it goes until 2 p.m. It's on Wednesdays. You're currently listening to it right now. For those of you who are repeat listeners, thank you for coming back. If it's your first time, welcome to the show. Glad to have you all. I'd like to start this show by talking a little bit about something that I missed last night that I was reading about this morning and watching this morning, and that is just absolutely amazing. And that is that one of the best individual basketball games in my lifetime, one of the best individual basketball games, occurred last night. A man by the name of Nikola Jokic, who is, by all accounts, the best basketball player in the world at this exact moment, played very, very, very well last night in his case to win the NBA MVP for the 2024-2025 season. In a double overtime loss against the Minnesota Timberwolves, Nikola Jokic had 61 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. He shot 62% from the field and 54% from three. Now, I don't know if those of you who listen to the show are big into basketball, but I'd like to say I'm big into basketball. I follow it pretty closely. It's something that, in my free time, I really enjoy watching. I really enjoy reading about. It's just a really interesting sport. And these numbers that this man put up yesterday are very, very insane. Just kind of as a baseline, having a triple-double or having a double digits in both points, rebounds, and assists is already like you're having a very, very good basketball game. Like, if you're in the NBA and you can put up those kind of numbers, you're a very good basketball player. I think you can't really, or you played a very good game, at least. I don't think anybody is going to argue with you about that. Putting up 60 points is incredible, though. That's just really legendary. Only two other people have had 60-point triple-doubles ever in the NBA, and they are James Harden and Luka Doncic, two other very good basketball players known for their ability to kind of fill the stat sheet, get a lot of points. But the fact that the Nuggets lost this game is really wild to me. Like, if you have the best player in the world putting up one of the greatest stat lines ever, how do you go about and lose that game? I think it's a testament to how much they need to fill out the bench around him. Or at least, I don't know. Something's got to give, because they're not not doing too hot. Well, I mean, they're like the 3 seed, the 4 seed out west. But still, if you have a guy playing at that level, I feel like you kind of got to do whatever you can to build up some craziness around him. But yeah, I just wanted to talk about that because I'm a Nuggets fan. Generally, I think that in basketball, I'm both a Nuggets fan and a Bulls fan. I'm from outside Chicago, so that's kind of like the Bulls connection there. I don't know. I just got to root for the home team a little bit, you know? And then my sister lives out in Denver and does some videography for the Denver Nuggets. And so that's another team that I follow really closely just because I really enjoy following what my sister's doing and following her work. So naturally, I'm inclined to follow that team, and I do root for them to win because, you know, if they get further in the playoffs, that's more content that my sister gets to make and more success for my sister. So I'm always praying for that. But I just wanted to talk about that because that's really crazy. And I wasn't able to watch it last night, which I'm quite upset about because I definitely would have tuned in, especially to see it went to double overtime, which is crazy. I would have loved to have watched that. But I worked my first overnight shift at the UVM Medical Center last night. Therefore, I was sleeping when the game was going on. Or maybe I was working. Wait, I actually don't know exactly when it aired. But it definitely happened too late for me to be watching it. I'm trying to find a time, but I don't know if they post that. I don't know why you would be looking for that information after the fact. Unless you're trying to, I don't know, prove something to an audience, which is kind of what I'm doing. But anyways, I wasn't able to watch it. I was working overnight at the medical center, and I was really nervous for this overnight shift, you know, just because I've never worked, an overnight shift before. That's kind of a new thing to me. And considering that I want to go into a career in medicine, it's going to be a thing for me for the foreseeable future. For like the rest of my life, I'm going to be doing stuff overnight semi-frequently. And so I was kind of nervous because, you know, if my body doesn't respond well to it, or if I'm just not able to handle it, you know, that could have big repercussions for my career choice. Like, if I go in and I'm, like, falling asleep, well, I don't think that it's going to change my career choice, actually, even if that was the case, which it wasn't. But if it was the case, I probably would have been like, yo, I should have prepared for this better and then done something differently the next time. But no, it went well. It went well. It was a good time. I worked from 10 a.m. to 6 a.m. 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. And yeah, overall, it was pretty good. I was able to get a couple hours of sleep beforehand, which I think was kind of crucial. I'm just by habit a person who goes to bed late, I think. I know, which is not the best look, not the best vibe either, you know, because it causes me to wake up late and then I'm always rushing to get places and that's just the whole thing. But like, I always go to bed late, like at like midnight or something around then. So it was very difficult for me to try and fall asleep before that. You know, I was trying to go to bed at like 7 p.m. or like, yeah, like 7 p.m. to just get like 2 hours, like a little nap before I went off to work. And, you know, I found myself really struggling to go to sleep. So if you guys have any recommendations how to fall asleep on, like when you're awake, that's not like melatonin or something, because then I'd just be knocked out. Like, I'm just not a very good nap taker, I think. You know, growing up, I never really took naps. I don't know. I just have never really done it. And I think that I'm going to need to get into that a little bit. I'm going to have to at least get better at it, at least like to a competent level, in order to be able to nap before I have a long night shift like I did last night. So feel free to send a little message. I always love when people send in the messages, and it doesn't happen often enough. I think it's too much fun. You know, when people call in to the radio station, that's stressful. I can't lie. I get scared because I'm like, what on earth is this person calling about? Like, I have to like talk to somebody, which is, you know, that's freaky. But when you message in, I can just message you right back. and it's very fun. So, if you have any good suggestions for how to take more efficient naps, any strategies that work for you or the people you know, feel free to go to the WRUV website, WRUV.org, and click on the chat DJ button and send something in to me. If it's fun, I'll read it on air. Or even if it's not fun, if it's just some good advice, I'll read that on air too. So please feel free to do that. But yeah, I've got some fun music for us to listen to. I'm going to start off with a song off of an album that I have been playing an album that I've been listening to very often lately. And that is Live from Austin City Limits by Brittany Howard. Brittany Howard is just one of my favorite artists, just in general. I started following her a few years ago when I saw her at Lollapalooza in Chicago, and she was just incredible. For those of you who don't know about her, she is the lead singer for the Alabama Shakes, which is a pretty famous alt-rock kind of band, and they're super good. They have a song, Hold On, that is pretty popular, and was big for a long time, just in terms of radio play and stuff, and it's a really great song, and Brittany Howard just has a really amazing voice, and she released an album a couple years ago called Jamie that I loved, just so, so good. I definitely recommend listening to that. There's a song off there called He Loves Me that is just beautiful. Actually, you know what? I'm going to play that too. You know? Because I came in here kind of I'm going to kind of wing it in terms of what I'm playing. We're going to listen to two Brittany Howard songs now. We're going to start with He Loves Me off of her album Jamie from, what year is this from? From 2019. Okay, that's a long time ago. And then we are going to listen to a song from her most recent live album, Live from Austin City Limits, which came out last year, called Red Flags. Now, the song Red Flags is from her album What Now, which also came out last year. That's also really good. But I just really love these live versions, and this drum groove in Red Flags is just phenomenal. So we're going to listen to these two songs, and then I will come back and talk to you guys a little bit more about Brittany Howard and play some more music. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoy. This first song is He Loves Me by Brittany Howard. This song is incredible. Brittany Howard's voice is so amazing. And I just love this song. All right, here we go. I hope you guys enjoy. But we Christians are not ever intentionally miss church.
I know he still loves me when I'm smoking.
Sorry, that was my impression of some sort of like ghost, I guess. Just because the end of that song, I don't know, the kind of ding 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 ding, you know, it's kind of like an ambient kind of creepy vibe. So I was leaning into that a little bit. Anyways, you just heard Red Flags live from Austin City Limits by Brittany Howard. And just prior to that was He Loves Me, also by Brittany Howard. Those were off two different albums of hers. The first one was off of a live album, Live from Austin City Limits. But the song is originally from her second studio album, What Now? And that first song was from her first studio album called Jamie, which is incredible. I really love both of those songs. Brittany Howard just has such a beautiful voice, and I just think that the songs that she writes are so incredible. I'm a really big fan. I'm a really big fan, as I'm sure you can tell. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed those. Those are two really fun songs. And He Loves Me is one that I've found myself returning to for years, just as such a fun song. The way that the drums sound is just so incredible. Yeah. You're tuning in to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington, the radio voice of the University of Vermont. Thank you all so much for tuning in. My name is DJ Sweet Tea. This is my show, Wild Goose Chase. It occurs between 1 and 2 p.m. on Wednesdays. Forgive me if I sound a little tired today, as I was explaining before, but I'll run it back for any new listeners. I worked my first overnight shift at the UVM Medical Center last night, and it was kind of draining. Just my body clock is not used to those vibes, so you know how it is. But I hope everybody's having a good day. I want to talk, there's one more thing about my shift last night that I would like to talk about, and that's that I'm normally not a person that stays up super, super late. I mentioned before that I do stay up late, as in I consistently go to bed at around midnight, but last night was the first time that I have stayed up throughout a whole night until the sun rose the next day, which is kind of crazy to say, because I feel like as a kid, you know, in high school, in middle school and stuff, when you have sleepovers with your friends, you'd always talk about that. You'd always be like, yo, we're going to stay up. We're going to stay up all night and, like, play video games or something. Or, like, just hang out, you know? But you always wind up going to bed at, like, 11. I've always found in those situations. But it was my first time staying up through the whole night. And, you know, the emergency department where I work is, you know, there aren't any windows in there. So the whole time it was kind of like I was in the twilight zone, because it's like I know that it's 3-4 a.m., but it kind of feels like the middle of the day because it's like just bright in here and I'm hyped up on caffeine, so I'm like awake. So it was really jarring to then go outside and it is full dark out and the sun is rising. I've like seen the sunrise before, but it's always like I wake up early to watch the sunrise. I've never stayed up all the way until the sun rises. And it was kind of beautiful, you know? It was really pretty, especially just from where the medical center is located on top of a hill here at UVM. It faces to where you can see the sunrise right over Mount Mansfield to the east. And it was really, really beautiful. So I just wanted to express that, I don't know, this morning I really enjoyed watching that. I thought it was really cool. And it was very beautiful. And then I was driving home and I was seeing people walking their dogs or people, you know, walking to school because it was like 6 a.m. So, I mean, people weren't like in classes or anything, but, you know, people were on their way there, you know, got to get up early, get here, get your cup of coffee, then chill out for a bit, then do some work, then go to your class. So it was just really wild because I was like, yo, I'm about to go to bed. I'm about to go to bed. And everybody here was like, or everybody that I saw was like, just woke up, starting the day. It's time to start your day, bro. So it was just a really weird sort of feeling that I've never felt before. And if you got any people listening who frequently work overnight shifts or have worked overnight shifts multiple times in the past, I'm curious about your thoughts on this. So feel free to write in. Go to WRUV.org, click on Chat DJ, and some stuff will come up. We got a message here from a while ago from my dad. Shout out to my dad who is listening. He said, glad your first shift went well. No suggestions for the nap thing. That's tough. It is tough, you know. I was talking before, if anybody has any tips on how to take more efficient naps before like an overnight shift, I would love that. Yeah, no, it's really tough. I don't really know what to do about it. I don't know. But if anybody has any more suggestions about that, please write on WREV.org, Chat DJ. I've got two new songs to play now for you guys. This first one is a song that I've played on here before, but I am very happy to play again, called Mixtape Liner Notes Variation 7 by Frog. And then following that, we're going to listen to a song that I haven't heard before, and we're going to talk about it a little bit after the fact. But it's by one of my favorite bands ever, Black Country New Road. They released two albums in 2019 and 2022? Wait, no. 2021 and 2023? I don't remember. I gotta be honest. But anyways, they released two albums within the past few years that I have just absolutely loved. They had this songwriter and vocalist named Isaac Wood, who was really amazing. I loved his voice, and I loved the lyrics that he wrote. Just after the release of their second album, he decided to leave the band. And he doesn't release music anymore. He left, and the last I read online, he's like a baker in England somewhere doing something. So good for him. I think he just, from the message that he released when he left the band, it was like, that it was just a lot of pressure, which makes sense. The band kind of blew up really fast and went from being kind of like, you know, unknown to touring the world within a very short period of time. And that would be a lot of pressure, especially if you're the front person of that band. But anyways, I hope he's doing well. He's probably not listening to WREV right now. If he is, he's my goat. Because that would be actually insane. So, that'd be cool. But Black Country New Road has been releasing music still. With the rest of the band members. They just took over the lyric writing and vocal capabilities and kind of dispersed them amongst the band. They released an album 2 years ago called Live at Bush Hall, which is really good. I really enjoy that one. And then they haven't released anything since. And now we are on the cusp of their next album called For the Cold Country. Wait, no. The album is called, that's the name of the single that came out. That's why I read that. The album is called Forever How Long. It releases in 1 day, 10 hours, 23 minutes, and 23 seconds. So be on the lookout for that. Be sure to set an alarm, set a reminder. And I have listened to the other two singles from this, and I liked them. I did like them. I don't know. It just still feels a little... I don't know. It just doesn't feel the same as the band when they had Isaac Wood. And that's not to discredit them. They're not a bad band now. Their musical talent is still off the charts. Their songwriting is still amazing. They just leaned into a more theatrical... angle that I guess, I don't know, it's not as much my cup of tea as before. So I'm very curious to listen to this new single, For the Cold Country. We'll listen to it together after we listen to the song by Frog, and then I'll come back and talk about it, tell you a little bit about my thoughts, and then, yeah. But anyways, here is Mixtape Liner Notes Variation 7 by Frog. I hope you enjoy.
I thought I'd lived in the place. even heart grows tighter. I searched from the moon and down towards the fish and the tide and the moon. Had their own alliance, I stood with my ghost. We tried to hold the kite, my wooden hand, my wooden heart. Now all the fights are fought and moments gone, but still they must be here, they must fight. Are you there? Can you see?
You are currently tuned in to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. You just heard For the Cold Country by Black Country New Road. Just before that was Mixtape Liner Notes Variation 7 by Frog. Before I talk about those a little more, I do have an announcement to read for you guys. 40% of all food in America is thrown away. You can help reduce this percentage by getting yourself into composting. Not only does this get rid of any rotting fruit in your kitchen that is attracting fruit flies, but it also gives back to the environment. Throwing food scraps in the trash is wasteful because it will just sit in a landfill. Composting also saves you money if you have a garden. It helps you avoid expensive fertilizers and take a more natural route, which will be better for your garden. This is especially true in cities like Burlington that have notoriously unhealthy soils. To start a compost, all you need is a bucket or some kind of container, preferably with a lid, and you are ready to go. You can also supplement it with some worms to help break down difficult materials like woods or paper, or with natural manures that are great activators for decomposition. And if you don't have a garden, you can enroll in many programs which can pick up your compost for you and even provide produce to you in return. So grab yourself a compost bucket and enjoy the benefits of saving the planet. This message is brought to you by the Composting DJs here at WRUV FM Burlington. Before I talk about the songs a little bit, I do have to say, if you have rotting fruit in your kitchen that is attracting fruit flies, do throw it away. That is gross. I mean, unless you have a compost or are planning on starting a compost, then, like, do that with it. But don't just let it sit around and then think to yourself, yo, I should start a compost with that. Well, actually, no matter what you do, starting a compost is a good thing. So maybe I disagree with that. But no matter what, I hope you don't have rotting fruit in your kitchen that is attracting fruit flies. I hope that that's just, like, never happening. But yeah, shout out to composting. Pretty cool stuff. Yeah. I don't have a garden here because, well, okay. Truth be told, the house that I rent has, like, a garden plot. or like, you know, one of those things that's like some, like soil beds. That's what I'm talking, that's the word I'm looking for, or the words that I'm looking for. It has like two raised soil beds in the backyard. And over the summer, when we first started renting it, one of my friends, Stella, planted some cabbage in there. And we set up some like a little fence thing around it to try and keep animals out. But nonetheless, the cabbage was stolen by animals. So I don't really know what to do about that. I'm only going to be living here for I am going to be living here for another year, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. So I very easily could set up some sort of more effective fence system. But am I too lazy to do that? Probably. But I would love to have a garden. And in reference to what I just read out loud, I don't know where you're getting manure. Can you, buy that? That'd be kind of weird. Wait. Okay, I'm going back into the thing I just read, because now I'm curious about something. It says, you can supplement it with natural manures that are great activators for decomposition. Where are you getting those? Where are you getting those? Are you... I don't know. I'm not one to judge very often. But I hope you're not using, your own manure. Is that nasty to say? I mean, it is. But, is that crazy to say? Is that not what that implies? Or is it, I mean, you could use, if you have a dog or something. But, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm curious about the logistics behind that, I guess. I just don't know where you're getting a natural manure that's not from, a weird source. Is it weird to use your own? Feel free to write in. Go to WREV.org. Click on Chat DJ. Is it weird to use your own manure as compost? Or as part of your composting thing? I'm gonna be the first to say, I think so. I do think so. But to be honest, I don't know a whole lot about composting practices. That could be a thing. And low-key, it's probably really effective, right? I mean, it probably does the job. It probably is effective at promoting decomposition or something like that. But, do you... Okay. I'm going to say one last thing about this, and then I'm going to move on. But do you, can I say this on air? Do you poop directly into the can, into the compost bin? Or do you put it in a bag or something? I don't know. Definitely write in if that's weird or not. Well, I know that it's weird to talk about it, but write in if it's weird to use your own manure for compost. You have 3 minutes to write in before I don't see it anymore, and the next DJ is shocked by some really weird messages. But anyways, back to what I was actually planning on talking about. That song, For the Cold Country, by Black Country New Road. As I mentioned before I played it, it's a band that I really love. But recently, within the past couple of years, they've taken a different direction with their work that has not drawn me in as much. And it's a little more theatrical, which, not to say that that's a bad thing, but it's just, I don't know, not really my style. But I did enjoy that song. It was a good song. I don't know if I'm going to find myself frequently returning to it, though. I just don't know if it's doing for me what the band did for me years ago, which was, I don't know, just kind of be like a more acoustic-y rock band with some, folkier or more theatrical elements. But I don't know if I'm gonna find myself returning to this single that we just listened to very often. It was solid, though. Definitely solid. If you did like it, please do try down, please do listen to the other two singles that they've released from this album, and listen to their new album, which is called Forever How Long. It comes out in a day and 10 hours ish. That means that it comes out Friday morning. Friday morning. Yeah. Yeah. So definitely listen to that if you are interested into that song, or if you're just more curious about listening to some new music. Who knows? Who knows what it's going to be like? Anyways, that's going to be about it for today, for this episode of Wild Goose Chase. I apologize for not playing as much music. I was in more of a talky mood today, so I suppose I did a little bit more talking than is normal. Let's see, we listened to 4 songs today. I hope you guys enjoyed those 4 songs. They were 4 really good songs. So, you know, there's something to that. But I also hope that you enjoyed my commentary. Yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. This has been Wild Goose Chase. My name is DJ Sweet Tea. You're currently tuned in to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington, the radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative, all of those things. That's where we're at. I hope everybody has a great week. I will be back again next week, Wednesday, between 1 and 2 p.m., to do kind of the same thing, where I talk about kind of some nonsense and play some random songs I like. I hope you guys enjoyed. And yeah, as I said before, I hope everybody has a great week. I will talk to you guys later.
Poca cosa, pero sé que de acá ya me voy.
¿Quién me va a decir? ¿Quién le va? ¿Quién le va? ¿Quién me va a decir? ¿Quién le va? ¿Quién le va? ¿Quién me va a decir que no me puedo ir? ¿Quién me va a decir?
De esta cabeza que solo a veces sabe a qué vino. Y el tiempo dice que llegó la hora de partir. ¿Quién soy yo para decir que se equivocó? Que solo no veo. Todo bien y nada más.